Evening, members and guests. This is N5AOW and control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mooville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mooville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in. With or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Mooville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street, Mooville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echolink stations that would like to check in?
KC2NBU, good evening.
NBU, Ray, how are you doing?
Well, we're at 15 below. They're saying it's going to 25 below. I don't know if it's going to, but it sure has a good start. So, just about ready to call it a night. Over.
Oh, Roger, anytime you can stay warm and you have temperatures like that, Ray. I feel the same way. I spent pretty much the whole day in the house today. And here it's 19 below and dropping down fairly quick. So I guess we're all in for a sub 20 degree plus temperature in the negative side. So not looking too good. Back to you.
Yep. I had to wash a vehicle outdoors today because it's too big to fit inside, and I had to do it one fender at a time because of how fast the water would freeze back on it. Reminded me of the old days when I didn't have a car wash. Over.
No, Roger, on that. I'll tell you, it's do anything with water in this kind of temperature, it almost freezes instantaneously. Okay, Ray, well, thank you for checking in. You have a good evening and stay warm. Are there any other Echolink stations would like to check in? N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley service net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, I hope your day went well today. I hope you stayed warm for the most part of it.
WI, it's minus 15 here. According to the thermometer here, it had a high of minus 8, which was, I don't know, at the, went up to Branningham this morning. I put the snowmobile on my old little Elan model. Mighty Land, or pseudo racer, I guess. It wouldn't be legal in the vintage. Single cylinder, because it's not a single, and I think if you really got into, you know, serious racing, it probably isn't competitive, but it's a neat toy. And I finally got it running well. I think last year I figured out that my intermittent problem with the bad coil was cracked, and so when it was real dry it would work, but when it wasn't, you know, it would short out and plugs would foul out. I discovered it, I think, because I was working on it one evening and I could see the sparks. After many years of trying to figure out what was going on with the thing. I went up to Framingham this morning and I don't know what, I can't remember, maybe it was minus 10, I'm not sure. It didn't seem too bad, the sun was out, and we didn't have nearly the attendance at the parade and the open house as normal, and only a few vintage snowmobiles. We had four, one guy that always comes from Framingham with a, I think it's a 1969 or so Skidoo. And then a guy had an old Mercury. That's been there before, but I can't remember who it is, and he didn't sign up on our registration form. And then I think somebody came late because they didn't miss the parade. But the guy had a 1988 Polaris, I think, Sprint, which I didn't know they made such a thing in 88, the same motor as the 1988 Indy Sport that I had. The thing looked like it came off the showroom floor. He said, oh yeah, it was in one of my relative's places in the Poconos. It has 84 miles on it. And he said, I just couldn't not pick it up. He paid $600 for it. He said, you know, the gas lines were all deteriorated and that kind of stuff, but other than that, you know, it's just beautiful. I talked with him. I should have right off the bat thought, oh, come here and fill out this registration form so I knew who it was, but I didn't think of it. I couldn't find the guy later. Anyway, the parade was pretty short, and the two of us anyway that were there, we did the usual loop around to back to the groomer barn around Cat's Paw Lake, and it was fine, except that, you know, oh, okay, here it is, 1970 Skidoo TNT 292, that's Mike from Framingham. And the only real problem was put your face shield down and it fogs up, ices up, put it up, and you can't stand it because it's so cold. So that was a little bit of annoying, but we made it around there, no problems. That's probably, I don't know if I ever actually got the thing to run that far before, but, and there was a little, you know, new snow, so it was, everything looked nice, but it was pretty rough, hard to power back underneath, and, went back to the groomer barn, had lunch and all that, and then I went out. I can't believe that I was really out for an hour and a half or more, but it was before, before 1 o'clock when I left, or around 1 o'clock. And when I looked at the watch and the clock in the car, because everybody had packed up by then, it was about 3, so. And the only thing that got cold on me really was my face a little bit. I had to keep going between the helmet up and down. If I was going slow, you know, I was kneeling or something, I'd have to put it down. And if I went a little faster and I could sort of sit, I could maybe get it to defrost a little bit. Legs are bent right back. And I rode quite a long ways. I never got cold, except my face was a little bit cold, but not much. So, anyway, that's the long answer. It's about staying warm, really, I did. And I didn't think it was that cold until I got home and looked at what the, you know, when it was back down to minus 10 or something. But it was a nice sunny day anyway. KC2WI.
All right, Pete. Well, sounds like you had an eventful day with it, and one of those older lines pretty much went anywhere, even the twins. You know, they just were light, and they seemed to be nimble in the snow. You could go out and bushwhack and run through the deep stuff with them, and they worked out real well. Sounds like you had a pretty doggone decent day for the kind of day it was, especially with the temperatures being as cold as they are. And, yeah, I know you were talking about the one with the fuel lines, and I had an 87 with Mindy Trail. Same way, it hadn't been used much when I bought it late a lot of years, and had to go through it, but it was a wonderful run of sled. Nice part, fan cooled, it would go anywhere, any temperature just about, as opposed to having a liquid and having to have the snow kick up on the heat exchangers. Okay, Pete, thanks for checking in. I hope you stay warm for the evening, and maybe you can squeak a ride out sometime tomorrow. It's supposed to warm up a little bit. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-in.
N5AOW, KA3TFV, Bill in Warrendale, Western Pennsylvania, checking in through the EchoLink system. Over.
Roger, roger, Bill. Glad to have you check in. Yeah, imagine you got some cold temperatures down by you, too. 83TFV, what's going on down your way?
Thank you. Good evening to everyone on the net there. I just logged on. I was having a conversation with my long-lost cousin that I haven't seen since I was a teenager. And he was made contact with my son, and they let me know that he was looking to talk to me, and a good conversation we had. Listen, on things of being cold, some 10, 15 years ago, things were cold and froze up when the frost came in the inside of the house on the door frame. And I think I've talked to this on the 8 o'clock repeater, on the other repeater. And also, when the gas cap lid, when that's froze, you can't get in. Things are cold. And that's what happened the other night. That gas cap lid on the outside, I couldn't get it opened up. It just froze shut. You know things are cold when that happens. Over.
Oh, roger on that. I'll tell you what, Bill, I remember days up here when we had almost a whole week of 40 below. I got it. There weren't too many things that were out moving around. Cars and vehicles and trucks didn't start that easily. And when they did, you couldn't move them anyway because the trannies that were... The gear lube was so thick it, you couldn't even shift them, so you had to wait till they warmed up a ways enough in order to get around. So I'm quite familiar with that. Back to you.
The one other thing here. I used to drive trailer truck years ago, and I can remember coming down from Cadillac, Michigan on 127 south on the interstate. And as I was coming down that hill south of Cadillac, they had a thermometer in the cab of the truck, and that went down to minus 32 below zero. Now, let me tell you what happens when it gets that cold. The defroster for the windshield is on high. The fan is on high. It's been on high as much as you can turn it on high and as much heat as you can get. And I still had the inside of the windshield inside the truck frost over. And I had to keep scraping that ice off to see until I got kind of away from that area and the temperature slowly came back up. And I tell you, that is awful cold. It was so cold that you could see some of the drains as you went by, you know, the culverts, the steam coming up, you know, and going in the atmosphere.
And I'll tell you what, that's awful, awful cold. Hey, I'm not going to hold the repeater. I wish everyone the best. And another blanket, more logs on the fire, a couple more cups of hot chocolate or coffee. And please bring the woman in tonight from the outside. And if there's no room in the house for the woman, put her on her porch with some hay or straw. Over.
I can't help but get a chuckle out of that one, too. You know, you remind me with the windshield and the fan. Back in my younger days, I used to haul flatbeds and once in a while box and drove a B-62 Max Thermodyne and same thing. Boy, I'll tell you what, I went out in a hurry. Used to have the old canvas cover in the front of the radiator with the zipper on it. Close that thing up so you can get some heat, but boy, I'll tell you what, there were some days when the fuel gelled, and boy, first thing you know, you're on the side of the road with problems, but you work your way through it. Today's a little bit different, but they still have their problems, too. All right, Bill, thank you for checking in. I hope things warm up down your way. I'm sure to the up here tomorrow it will, but overnight it's going to be way down there. And we're already just touching 20 below here now. So it's cooling down. It's getting near their prediction of temperature on the weather. Well, 73 to you, and you take care, Bill. This is N5AOW. We're looking for additional check-ins.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through the Echolink system. I'm here just briefly.
Well, Kevin, don't necessarily have to be brief. you more than likely have a lot of things to talk about with the weather the way it's been. 82 FPM, how's everything down that way?
Yeah, 82 FPM out here in Oneonta, Kevin James. Over here at Pinder's Corners, unfortunately our department got called out on a mutual aid for structure fire, so I'm manning radios right now. So that's why I'm going to do a quick in and out. So listen, you guys stay warm, 73 KD2 FPM. I hand it back to Net Control.
Roger. Well, I hope that goes fairly quick so you can get out of the weather. I know one time up here we had a fire with the fire department. Well, we have numerous ones, but one with the fire department where we had this smoke ejector going in temperatures like we have now, and with the water being sprayed in the garage, it turned to snow, and the smoke ejector was blowing snow out the other end, so it looked like something off a snow ridge up here. Anyway, you have a good evening. I hope it's a short stay in the weather for you, and things wind up pretty quick. Been there, done that one too, and well, I'll tell you what, it's not fun in these kind of temperatures. Okay, I'll make a final call, see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW. Well, I spent the day inside, had no intention. I went out for a little bit at one point, but had no intention of getting out in that kind of weather years ago. There was a necessity for doing it for one thing or another, but not anymore. If I can stay in and stay warm, that's where I'm going to be. Although I did like the sunshine. It was sunny up here most of the day. We had that I'll call it humidity vapor, snow, well, didn't even accumulate, but looked like fine snow even with the sunshine coming down relative to the cold temperatures we have. Other than that, I stayed comfortable and took care of things I needed to do inside. So I'm sure a lot of other people did the same thing today. All right, I'll make a final call. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the repeater and the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Kevin, Bill, down in Pennsylvania, Pete for checking in on Echo Link, and Ray. Pete and Ray for checking in on Echo Link on Good Street. And everyone stay warm. I hope everyone's got heat and power. Stay warm. Have a good evening. Talk to everyone tomorrow. N5AOW clear.
KD2AIT repeater Echo Link. KA3TFB logging off through the Echo Link system. Indeed, a good evening. And Mr. Kevin James, keep warm.
This is KD2FM. I'll be logging off through the Echolink system. I'll hopefully catch you guys later. 7-3 Bill, and I will do my best to stay warm. KD2FM is clear.
Copy, 132.